Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, that presidential promise to rebuild the military. He needs to add $54 billion to the Defense Department budget, the president says. Ay, ay, ay. The members of Congress say, we're looking for money, Mr. President. Problem is, there's no place left to look. Oh, but there is. Yes, there is. In your very own congressional budget, piles of taxpayer money for all kinds of things, like your personal travel whenever and wherever you hanker to go. Last year, more than 500 members and staff of the U.S. Congress took flight on commercial airline tickets costing at least $10,000 each to Albania for a few NATO meetings between cocktail parties. $90,000 to England, Germany, and Switzerland. Six congressmen to meet, they said, with foreign officials. $99,000. And that's just the travel on taxpayer money we know about, in addition to hundreds of flights and restaurants and hotel bars we don't know about, because members of Congress who are chauffeured around the world on military aircraft are not required to account for expenses. All in all, last year, congressional globe-trotting cost the taxpayers $20 million. So you see, all in all, there are places where members of Congress can look for money to help the president keep his promise. They just need to look a little harder and then prioritize. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.